Hey, this is PsychoCrap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com, and in this podcast, I just talk about things in psychology that I just find really interesting. Today, I want to tell you four things you can do to solve a problem, but I'm only going to talk about two of them because I only have 5 minutes per podcast. Most problems are easy to solve, yet the many variables which enter our thinking would make us believe otherwise. We are apt to cultivate complexity and irrationality where utter simplicity would otherwise triumph. While we waste mental energy trying to retrieve or synthesize an answer, we may fail to quiet the noise of too many choices or see the straight path through a tangle of decisions. In my own research on choices and problem solving, I have devised a set of four easy-to-remember guidelines to solving problems and dealing with difficult choices. Here they are. Number one, release what you cannot control. Number two, control what you can control. Number three, solve. Four, rethink. For many of my readers, these may immediately invoke personal meaning. I should say it, listeners, but originally this is an article. Nevertheless, I'd like to elaborate on these guidelines to establish clarity in each of these factors. Release what you cannot control. What does that mean? I recently spoke with a friend who was troubled with her relationship with her mother. Meanwhile, she was stressing over decisions she needed to make about her other family members and other minor details in life. I had this friend step back and evaluate her situation in terms of control. The only things over which we have control are the set of things that come as a result of us. In fact, not even that is true. While we can control, to some extent, how we behave and the choices we make, we may not necessarily have direct control over how we will react emotionally or what we will believe about a situation. Much more, my friend does not control her mother. It is imperative she release what she cannot control. Now, understand by release, we don't mean abandon, at least not in a tangible sense. Don't leave your mother and stop answering the phone. My friend has more control over her ability to cope with her mother than the mother herself. Stressing and deliberating over why her mother does this or that is a non-activity. This is a way of entering the problem-solving process and standing still. When we face difficult situations, we can reserve our rational decision-making abilities and mental energy by releasing ourselves from things we know we cannot control. Step number two, control what you can control. At any moment, you cannot do nothing, because by doing nothing, you're not doing. When we become obsessed with our perception of the problem being difficult, we become determined to believe the solution must also be difficult. By this process, we are apt to hold off on actually making any decision in patient reverence of the imagined perfect solution, which may never come. This is the plague of a perfectionist-type personality. In everyday usage, we commonly attribute this label to people who are very detail-oriented in everything they complete. Realistically, completion itself is a big problem for perfectionists. Perfectionists suffer an extreme case of what psychologists call loss aversion. In a nutshell, this means a perfectionist would rather drop out of a class than risk a B+. Anything to avoid the failure of making an A+ is worthwhile to the perfectionist. Perfectionist tendency is heightened when we are faced with big decisions. We can hold back this temptation first by realizing we are doing it. From there, we can focus on what we can control and actively control it without obsessing over imagined negative consequences. In the next podcast, we're going to go over the third and the fourth step, which is solve and rethink. This is PsychoCrap. I'm Adam, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. That's AB Vegan.